The informant said that a few weeks before the killing, Michael Kanin showed him a handgun that would be used to kill Judy Kanin. Police and the informant believe the gun was stolen during a burglary of a car parked near Balboa Park in the Sepulveda Dam recreation area, but neither the gun nor its owner has been found. The informant told police that in mid-January 1985, he stole a car and parked it near the stable where Judy Kanin's horses were kept. The car was to be used as a getaway car after the killing, but the car was noticed by police January 25th and impounded. The informant said he believed the plan would not go any further, but 4 days later, he said he was shocked when he saw a news report on television about the slaying of Judy Kanin. "It was done in the same manner as previously planned," the search warrant reads. Shortly after watching the newscast, the informant confronted Michael Kanin, who admitted to him that he had committed the murder. The informant believes that Michael Kanin committed the murder because he sensed that the informant would not be able to go through with the plan. Quartararo, who has been assigned to the case since its start, said Michael Kanin was questioned along with other family members in the early stages of the case, but we never narrowed in on him. About a year after the slaying, Michael Kanin became a fugitive when he jumped bail after his arrest for a commercial burglary in Van Nuys, the police said. He wasn't arrested until last month in Burbank and is now being held in the county jail without bail. William H. Schultz, an attorney representing Michael Kanin, denied that his client had any involvement in the Kanin slaying. "The charges are groundless and illogical," Schultz said. He declined further comment. George Richard Kanin could not be located for comment. Police are confident of the informant's story because he has furnished details about the crime that were never made public. They declined to identify him as a safety precaution. Acting on the informant's story, police earlier this month searched a rental storage unit in Chatsworth used by Michael Kanin. A raincoat and gloves were found, but detectives did not find the gun. Meantime, Quartararo said he has corroborated some of the informant's story, finding legal documents relating to the $2,600 loan and confirming that a stolen car was impounded by police on the Collins Street cul-de-sac 4 days before Judy Kanin was shot there. Before seeking charges against the suspect, police said they must also corroborate the informant's version of where the gun used in the slaying came from. Because Michael Kanin was once arrested for attempting to burglarize a car near the Balboa Golf Course in the Sepulveda Dam Recreation Area, police believe the weapon might have come from a similar burglary in that area.